stay with me in the chat room a bit longer if you can, so I can interact with you freely with my fingers. And please join us again Friday on My Perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
www.themicroeffectlive.com.
Do not be distracted by the beautiful celebrities.
Themicroeffectlive.com.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
You have 12 messages.
It is a bit above average.
Your connection for information on hosts, advertising, promotion, sponsorships, and much more. www.themicroeffectlive.com.
I want the truth!
Themicroeffectlive.com.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
www.themicroeffectlive.com.
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
Hoo-ah! Strong ties to the intelligence agencies. He had strong ties to George Herbert Walker Bush, to Lyndon Johnson. And, well, it's an incredible story. And our guest this afternoon was one of my patients many years ago, and we got to know Bruce very well. And Bruce managed to get a large settlement from his employer but he took, instead of taking that money and using it for his own use, he decided he was going to do something important. And he spent many, many years tracking down the incredible story of George de Moorenschild. Because after you've heard the story, I don't think there'd be any question in your mind at all that we have not been told the truth about the assassination of President Kennedy. And if that indeed is the truth, why then, of course, what else are they lying to the American people about? And how would they possibly get away with a coup d'etat by murdering an American president? And yet so few people today really understand what happened. Bruce, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me again, Stan. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's just get a little bit in the background of the story. And basically, how did you, was it that you came to actually set out to track down the story of George de Moorenschild?
Well, the movie, 1992, Oliver Stone's movie came out, JFK, and I didn't like the script. The first time around, and then after the second, third time, many years later, I thought he did a pretty good job. But at first, I was out to show that Oswald did it, and then I went through the 26 volumes, and I just came across the 200 pages of George de Moorenschild's testimony. And I said, geez, Oswald's closest friend dated Jackie Kennedy's mother, which would be the aunt by marriage to our California governor's wife, and I said to myself, geez, what's going on here? That's the world isn't that small. So, I just, one thing led to another, and then I said, well, he committed suicide in Palm Beach. I wonder what, the Palm Beach sheriffs have, and that was the first coroner's inquest in the state of Florida. So I contacted the West Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, and I served him with a Freedom of Information Act and spoke to Colonel Sheets, who led the investigation. And I said, hey, I'd like to get his papers and his phone book. I know you don't have the time to go through and do genealogy and everybody in the phone book, but I'll share with you everything that I find out. So they were really cooperative. They didn't have to help me, and I did have to go through the court system and to get the audio tape of de Moorenschild committing suicide. And so I did spend 2 years and about $20,000 just doing genealogical research on everybody in George de Moorenschild's phone book. And that I found George Herbert Walker Bush, as you mentioned. I found Lyndon Johnson. I hired a handwriting analysis to make sure that was de Moorenschild's handwriting, writing Lyndon Johnson's 1957 senatorial telephone number in his book. And then I pinpoint the day of the book that it was prepared. It was all typed in, but a lot of stuff was written in, and that was 1953-54. Well, just one thing led to another, and I just kept going and didn't drop the ball. I just kind of, you know, went on an eight-month trip in my motorhome all over through Texas, visiting Georgetown University, where Senator Towers' papers were kept. I went to LBJ's library at Austin, University of Austin, and
Can you hold that thought there, Bruce? We're going to be back in just a moment with Bruce Adamson on the story of George Monchell.
SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyVille.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyVille.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyVille.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyVille.com today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bruce Adamson. And we were talking about his effort to really get at the full story of the man who was supposedly Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend, but indeed, in my estimation, was his handler. Do you believe that DeMorne Schilt was an intelligence agent who was handling Lee Harvey Oswald?
Well, I believe that when he said that Oswald was set up for the assassination and then put a shotgun in his mouth and pulled the trigger, I feel that that was a dying declaration, but I believe the 9 shock treatments that he was given escalated his suicide, and I believe he was telling the truth.
All right, fine. Well, now what about George Herbert Walker Bush? What was his relationship to George de Mornschild?
Well, he wrote me a letter in 1993. My cousin happened to be from Houston and was a self-made millionaire and knew George Bush briefly, not really well, and his wife knows Barbara. And my cousin got me into the Houston Oil Club to do research on DeMornschild and Bush, but Bush was wrote me a letter that he had known Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend since 1942. His roommate at Andover and at Yale, Edward Gordon Hooker, was the nephew of George de Mornschel. So the stepfather of Edward Gordon Hooker, who was a member of the New York Stock Exchange, was Dmitri von Mornschel. And he married Mrs. Cartwright Hooker, who was Edward's mom. So Mrs. Cartwright Hooker was a companion of the Royal Order of the Garter, you know, the royal family. Hello?
Dmitri de Mornschel was actually George's brother, wasn't he?
Right. But he didn't change it during World War II. De Mornschel did not want to be associated with the Germans, so he changed his George von Mornschel to George D. Mornschel.
Right.
He was beat up in a bar in Montana, but one thing led back to George Herbert Walker Bush. So he wrote me this letter in 93, admitting that he'd known de Mornschel since 1942. Well, so what? He knows Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend.
That's but why would de Mornschel have his telephone number in his book, you know?
Yeah, well, and then I circumstantially proved that both de Mornschel and Bush are CIA back in the 1950s.
Right.
And then you have to look at the evidence on the day of the assassination. Bush Sr. was calling the FBI office in Houston and used his address, and the FBI agent that took his call knew Bush's voice, so there's no question that Bush made the call. So he said he knew of another man named James Parrott talking about killing the president, but he doesn't make any disclosure that he had known Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend since 1942, as he did many years later. Well, that's not a big deal. But then on the day of after the assassination, you have J. Edgar Hoover briefing George Bush of the CIA about the assassination, and yet there's still no mention of his association to Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend. Well, okay, if that's not a big deal, then you have the father, Prescott Bush, at Brown Brothers and Harriman, his banking firm, giving de Mornschel a $300,000 line of credit in May of 1963, 3 days before he meets with Lyndon Johnson for the second time. And keep in mind that Prescott Bush had retired as senator on April the 11th, 63, and Lyndon Johnson and Prescott Bush had worked across the aisles and were very close to one another.
And, of course, $300,000 in 1963 is like $3 million or $5 million today. So,
hey, sure. And then on the day Kennedy was, anybody who had prior knowledge of the assassination, like if you're a member of the New York Stock Exchange, if you have any knowledge of September 11th was going to happen, you could make a fortune by selling your merchandise, sell before the event, and then buy it back for pennies on the dollar the day after or a month later.
Sure. So anyway, de Mornschel certainly has a lot of very, very, very strange relationships. But what about his strange relationship with Lyndon Johnson, who became president of the United States after John Kennedy was murdered? So what was his relationship to LBJ?
Well, that is the most intriguing because it's, you know, people say, well, here's Bruce picking on the Republicans. You know, and nah, not necessarily. I go after Lyndon Johnson, and I was the first to find these letters between Lyndon Johnson and de Mornschel corresponding to one another a week after Oswald allegedly shot at right-wing General Walker. No relation to the Walker side of the Bush family that I know of. But this is in Dallas, Texas, on Turtle Creek Road. And so you have de Mornschel writing to Lyndon Johnson on April the 17th, and Lyndon Johnson writing back on the 18th, the day that de Mornschel leaves his home in Dallas, Texas, to go to meet with Lyndon Johnson on April the 26th. His next door neighbor, a professor, is burned in a fire, and they have no report of it today. I could not find it when I went down there to look for it. So that was another strange coincidence.
Well, of course, a lot of evidence disappears. Just like there were well over 100 people who were associated with the murder of John Kennedy, and they all were murdered or died under very, very mysterious circumstances within a very short period of time. So, you know, anyway, of course, the fact that here's Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend meeting with Lyndon Johnson. Do we have any idea what they talked about at all?
Well, we know that a guy named Clement Charles, who is like the right-hand man of Papa Doc Duvalier in Haiti, was with them. And we know that Mrs. George de Mornschild, the fourth wife of de Mornschild, was with him when he's meeting with Lyndon Johnson. And she worked with Abe Zapruder, who was there to film the whole assassination. They worked with one another and were friends way back in 1953.
And so here's Zapruder, who everybody's seen his movie. But he also ties into at least people who are related to the Mornschild. So it's a very small little clique there, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not natural when you're filming and you hear gunshots that you don't react for your own safety like everybody else in the line of your camera. You don't keep panning when you hear gunshots. If it's me, Zapruder had vertigo. You fall to the ground, or you just look. The hell with the camera. I don't, you know, are they shooting at me? You know, that's only natural. But he should have made disclosure, and so should have the de Mornschilds when they testified before the Warren Commission report. If they had brought it out in the open, it would show that they were on the up and up, and nobody would question their sincerity.
So there are so many strange relationships back and forth between de Mornschild and key players in the power structure of America at that time. Now, who was de Mornschild's father-in-law? And can you tell us how that he was in charge of 250 CIA agents? Here's de Mornschild's father-in-law, is a very high-ranking CIA official in charge of 250 agents. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, that's 10 years before the assassination. From 1950 to 1953, his father-in-law was Samuel Walter Washington, one of the top guys at the State Department, who was loaned out to the CIA from 50 to 53 to be in charge of the coup in Guatemala. Unlike the Bay of Pigs invasion, this was a successful coup. And 53 is the magic year because that's the year Bush and de Mornschild are in the CIA. And that's when Bush starts his CIA offshore oil company, that's Bush Sr., Zapata Offshore Oil. And that's when he has his platforms that house 75 to 100 men 51 miles north of Cuba. So he could pretend like he's drilling for oil, but all the while helicopters can land and they can kind of keep an eye on what's going on with Castro.
All right, now what's this about the relative of de Mornschild who sold Jackie Kennedy the pink Chanel dress you wore to Dallas?
Yeah, that's kind of an odd twist. And she tried to get de Mornschild a job at American Express, but you know, when he first came to America, to the United States. But that is Nona McAdoo. She owned the clothing store Che Neon. And keep in mind that de Mornschild's friends with Jackie Kennedy's dress designer, her exclusive dress designer, Ole Cassini, and his brother, Igor Cassini, who works for William Randolph Hearst. And every time Igor went down to Palm Beach, he played tennis with CIA Director Alan Dulles and the Shah of Iran. De Mornschild knew the Shah of Iran. But the clothing store, Onona McAdoo, she owned that, and Molly McAdoo was Jackie's, you know, direct ties to Jackie. And Molly was the one that would introduce her to these dresses, and the pink Chanel suit was purchased from Che Neon and worn to Dallas.
Well, now, of course, here's
that could be coincidence. I'm not, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, fine. Now, what was de Mornschild's relationship to Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, the man, of course, who was on the Warren Commission to make sure there wasn't a conspiracy?
Well, I should say that Alan Dulles interviewed de Mornschild. He was the Chief Justice at that Chief Warren Commissioner because Earl Warren was busy with the U.S. Supreme Court. But Jackie Kennedy, I wanted to just mention that Jackie Kennedy's mother dated de Mornschild in 1938 on a daily basis. And after the assassination, she was exchanging letters with de Mornschild, and Alan Dulles was getting copies of those letters. But Alan Dulles, I found a letter that the CIA destroyed in 1953 at the very time De Mortio's father-in-law is in charge of 250 CIA agents. I found a letter that the CIA destroyed. I tried to get it through the Freedom of Information Act. I was the first to publish the letter in Volume 4 of the De Mortio story. And it's a letter from Alan Dulles to Dmitri von Mortio, February 27, 1953, 3 days after Alan Dulles took over as CIA director. Well, the letter circumstantially proves that Dmitri and Alan Dulles, Dmitri von Mortio and Alan Dulles, know that their relatives co-founded the CIA.
Hold it.
Okay.
Banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA. That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
they refuse to release them. And you have to wonder why they don't want to release their secret files on Princess Diana. Well, anyway, if you go back through the time, though, you'll find that Mohammed Al-Fayed just happened to be a business partner of none other than de Morenschild. So why don't you go ahead and tell that incredible story here? This is taking us back many years, and of course you had to actually file a lawsuit with the CIA to get the information, but there's no question de Morenschild was tied into Dodi's father, father of the young man who died with Princess Diana. So pick up the story there, Bruce.
Well, there's a lot of interesting connections. One of the little points that I found out, whether it's just a coincidental or is that Prescott Bush's partner, Abigail Harriman's wife, died at the Ritz Hotel just a few months before Princess Diana's death. And she was ambassador with CIA cover to France under Bill Clinton. But whether that's relevant or not, I don't make a judgment. I just bring it out. But back in 1964, right after the assassination of Kennedy, you'll have James Angleton monitoring de Morenschild's mail. At the same time, he's breaking into the home of Mary Meyer, who was the lover of JFK. Mary Meyer, he was caught twice by Ben Bradley breaking into the home, James Angleton was, of Mary Meyer. Well, at this very time, Mohammed Al-Fayed's in business with George de Morenschild in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and he's representing a gentleman by the name of El Amir Atta, who happens to be from Cairo, Egypt, just like Al-Fayed. And that's strange because El Amir Atta hadn't had a son yet. If it's the same one, I know they're both from the same town, but he didn't have a son yet born named Mohammed Atta. And then 2 months before the crash of September 11th, Mohammed Al-Fayed lost a lawsuit against the Pentagon and the CIA. And there are interesting connections on Mohammed Al-Fayed and the Atta family where they have the same surname. Whether they're relatives, I'm not the judge. I tried to run an ad in the paper, in the Egypt paper in Cairo, and they wouldn't even acknowledge me. But that's interesting. But then there's more things, such as I won a case against the CIA. They had a file on Al-Fayed, and they told me that in that file, that Al-Fayed, which is the document is on my website, Al-Fayed was a senior officer of Egyptian intelligence. Well, when I started digging into the JFK, the Princess Diana thing, I was contacted by Conrad Black's writers for the Saturday Night magazine in London. And Conrad Black's involved in a controversy out there in Palm Beach today. He was the owner of the Chicago Sun, the Sun Times that released the identity of Valerie Plame, Novak.
Right.
And Conrad Black's writers promised to give me credit, and they used all my research, and they didn't give me any credit. And they ordered books through the U.S. mails, and they did not pay for them. So I filed a criminal complaint against Conrad Black with the postal inspectors, but nothing, and I even went through Congressman Sam Farr, but nothing was really ever done about it. But at least I kind of connect the dots and put it together. But an interesting connection is that Al-Fayed wanted access to those 1,100 pages to see if there was a connection to the CIA. Why would the CIA be following Princess Diana? Why would the Pentagon be interested in Princess Diana? Was it because she was working with the Red Cross over the landmines? I don't know. I would like to know what's in those 1,100 pages, but the interesting connection is that Al-Fayed's brother-in-law is George Bush Sr.'s business partner, and that's Anand Khashoggi. And it was Anand Khashoggi who was involved in the computerized voting machines. He's a big, large investor, and his assistant was the one who designed the ballots, the flawed ballots, in West Palm Beach, Florida, during the 2000 election.
Oh, how strange these things fit together. Well, why do you think that John Kennedy was assassinated? What was the motivation? And, of course, we know why they covered it up. They couldn't let the American people know, the CIA, the FBI. Suddenly, there's so many various people involved with the assassination. You couldn't have done it just an isolated one man. So, well, when we get back, we'll get into the subject of why was JFK assassinated? Our number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question for our special guest today, Bruce Adamson, who's dedicated 20 years to tracking down the elusive figure, George Demornshelf.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Psychology, ancient mysteries, paranormal phenomena, mythic culture, media awareness, science and technology. Join us as we journey through the mysterious, the unexplained, the practical, and the unpredictable. What we know about ourselves and what we have yet to discover. We're extending the outer limits with your host, Michael Molinos, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on GCN.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Bruce Adamson, and we're talking about his research in the background of George Demornshelf. Lee Harvey Oswald's handler. And of course, Lee Harvey Oswald, if you've studied his history, there's no question at all that he was associated with intelligence agencies, perhaps several of them. Well, before we go on, Bruce, I do want to give out our telephone number if anybody would like to call in. 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Bruce, do you want to tell people how they can get copies of your books or the CD that has all the books on it?
Yeah, the CD has digitally mastered PDF files, 2,500 pages. They can get it through my website at ciajfk.com, but I would hope that they would mention Dr. Stan Monteith so I can know where it's coming from, and I can contribute to the worthy radio shows, you know, that allow people like me to voice my opinions and facts. So that's
one more time. Let's get your website out.
It's CIAJFK.com. And, you know, I put 15 years of my life and spent around $200,000 in researching. And what they get out, they can buy just one book if they want, you know, a hardback, I mean, a hard copy, or they can buy it all on CD and print it out and read it at their leisure. And they'll get all the FBI and CIA documents that I won. I won a case against the FBI and got DeMorchel's entire FBI folder dating back to 1941. With Hoover closely watching DeMorchel way back in 1941. And then isn't it coincidence that Hoover is briefing George Bush of the CIA the day after the assassination, and then Bush Sr. has known DeMorchel since 1942?
Well, now, why were they watching DeMorchel? Were they concerned that he might be a German agent or what?
No, Nelson Rockefeller, who was in charge of the Inter-American Affairs, which is the sister organization of the OSS, offered DeMorchel a job, and DeMorchel's brother Dimitri worked for the OSS translating documents, German and Russian documents for the government, United States government. So they were tightly knit. They were tied to people like Cecil D. DeMille, who died in the late 50s, so he had no connection with the assassination or anything like that. But it's just, they were tied to the movers and shakers, you know, especially from the white Russian community. And
so basically the FBI was keeping files on a lot of people. I know they were keeping them on me. I got a copy of my file, page after page after page, blacked out because of in the name of national security, of course.
Right. They didn't. The only thing that I didn't get was about 60 documents that were redacted, but DeMorchel's entire IRS file is redacted, and you think, well, what are they trying to hide? We know that DeMorchel was working for William F. Buckley Sr. in Panambiqui Oil down in Venezuela, and all these other intelligence people like William S. Paley of CBS, Nelson Rockefeller, you know, so he was definitely, his father-in-law was in charge of 250 CIA agents, you know, and they had an obligation to disclose this way back in 1964 when they had the Warren Commission report. Alan Dulles had an obligation to dismiss himself or recuse himself from being in charge of the Warren Commission because he knew that his relatives and Dimitri's and George's relatives co-founded the Secret Service during World War One, and that would have been his uncle, Robert Lansing, and DeMorchel's grandfather by marriage, William Gibbs McAdoo, who happened to be the father of Nona McAdoo, who sold Jackie Kennedy her dress to go to Dallas in.
So these things all interlock, and certainly they go from generation to generation. And, of course, they tie in, I believe, to a very mysterious organizations, which most people have no knowledge even exists. Well, my telephone number again, 800-259-5791. And let's get back to that question, why do you think that President Kennedy was assassinated? Why did they have to kill the American president?
Before I answer that, I just wanted to make one other point on the important point that you brought up on Muhammad Al-Fayed, and that was that DeMorchel's daughter was having an affair with Muhammad Al-Fayed in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and his daughter told me when I interviewed her back in the 90s that I should tread lightly when I asked her DeMorchel's association to the Cassini family. And had I known she was dating Muhammad Al-Fayed, believe me, I would have treaded lightly. I didn't know that at the time, so I found that out years later. But regarding the motives, I believe that the oil depletion allowance was one of the motives, but I don't believe that's DeMorchel's driving cause. I believe the firing of Alan Dulles over the Bay of Pigs is a cause, and the failure of the Bay of Pigs it was a reason. And I believe the Cuban Missile Crisis was a motive. I have a letter from Prescott Bush to Alan Dulles where he's really paranoid over what the Cuban Missile Crisis. So that's important. And I believe that that Alan Dulles' tennis partner, Igor Cassini's wife, when she committed suicide on April 7th in New York City, 1963, that set DeMorchel into motion, because DeMorchel is a kind of guy that he's loyal to you to the end. So in his eyes, he was doing the right thing, but setting up somebody to take the entire blame for something they didn't do, and what I, like Oswald, is not really excusable.
Well, basically, on your CD that you offer, you have a book that Des Moines Shell wrote called I'm a Patsy. What's the background of that book? What is Des Moines Shelton writing about there?
Well, he's kind of rambling. He mentions Porfirio Ruby Rosa and calls him Ruby, not Jack Ruby, but it's R-U-B-I. And Porfirio Ruby Rosa was the son-in-law to President Trujillo, who was killed in an open limousine 2 weeks after Igor Cassini met with him in the Dominican Republic. And the machine guns were supplied by the CIA, where Trujillo is riding in front of his mother's house in an open limousine, and he's whacked just like President Kennedy. And Porfirio Ruby Rosa was with President Kennedy the day before in Fort Worth, Texas. And so he hung out with Sinatra, but, you know, there's just a lot of associations. Sometimes they're just associations, and you can't make somebody guilty, but it sure is interesting, all these different connections. But DeMarshall does mention him, and then he mentions that that he teamed up with Jackie Kennedy's mother, you know, all the different theories, and kind of goes over them. But, you know, he's kind of like teasing. He's not really being honest.
Well, of course, there are many people who honestly believe that one of the major reasons for the assassination was, number one, Kennedy was going to print money that was backed by silver, and two, the biggest one was Kennedy didn't want to get into a war in Vietnam, whereas the establishment, the people who really run things, did want to draw us into this senseless no-win war, and Kennedy was in the way. In fact, almost immediately after Johnson became president, he began expanding the war. Do you think those things played any part in it, or is it already more conjecture?
Well, I believe that anybody having prior knowledge on the New York Stock Exchange, you know, the day Kennedy was killed, the stock market dropped $21 billion. $21 billion in 1963 was worth a lot more than it is today. So, I mean, we having fire disasters that are $1 billion in San Diego, but back in 1963, when the stock market drops $21 billion, that's a lot of money.
Sure.
But I believe you are right on the Vietnam War. That's another motive, is regarding the Bell helicopter. The mother, Ruth Forbes Payne, she's a first cousin of John Forbes Carey, also a Skull and Bones member. John Forbes Carey and Ruth Forbes Payne are cousins, and they're Ruth Forbes Payne's daughter and son, daughter-in-law and son, Michael Payne, are putting the Oswalds up in their home. And Ruth Forbes Payne's husband is the inventor of the Bell helicopter. And they made millions and millions of dollars during the Korean War and the Vietnam War. I think they got, you know, I don't know how many millions in royalties for each helicopter that was sold. And there was Bell Textron, and I think Fletcher Prouty covers that in his book. And,
that would be the secret team.
Right, the secret team. And so that's an important motive, because one Arthur Young's pilots, Joseph Mashman, was LBJ's personal pilot to and from Texas to Washington. So in a nutshell, that's what I've uncovered. And like I have Volume 6 is dedicated to the ties between Ruth Forbes Payne and to Mary Bancroft, the family who just sold Barron's, the Wall Street Journal, to Rupert Murdoch. Mary Bancroft was an OSS agent and a CIA agent, and she was the lover of both Alan Dulles and Henry Luce, who purchased the Zapruder film.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Bruce. Bruce, after investing $200,000 and many years of your life in this, why did you do it? Why was it important? I mean, because you're not a wealthy person. That's taken most of what you've been able to accumulate through the years. Why did you invest all that money in this quest?
That's a good question. I got sick of the story, and I wanted to make a decision, but I never thought. My decision was that I was going to prove that Oswald did it, and now I've kind of, you know, ate my own words. I came across DeMornschild, And I can see how everything is kind of interwoven. And, you know, I believe that there's one physical piece of evidence that clears Oswald as not being in the assassin. And that is when he's arrested, he does not have gunpowder nitrates on his face. That was done by the Dallas police. And even Oswald's own brother is condemning him as being the assassin. And I said to myself, geez, I mean, what kind of, when does circumstantial evidence not become circumstantial? At some point, it crosses the barrier of being compelling. And I believe that all of this is just over compelling. And it's just the American public doesn't really have a clue. They won't let me get me on the Today Show and give me the kind of time that you're giving me, because I couldn't do it. I can't even begin to scratch the surface, you know, let alone in 1 hour. But my goal, I believe, is to clear the name of Oswald. It would be the most honorable thing. And just find out the truth so the American public will know that, you know, you can be living and you can be embarrassed and shamed for having a part of any part of this. And I believe that's what has to be done, is that we have to get history right. If we don't get it history right, then we're doomed to repeat it, and we're doomed to be living a lie. We want to know the truth, and not to overthrow the current government or to retaliate, because that's not my goal. It's just to expose it.
But I think, of course, that there is a force within our government. It's not the whole government. But there are a small cadre of people who have a different agenda, who have a different goal in life. And, of course, many times these people tie into families that have been around for many generations.
That's one of my gripes about this current election, is that we have, now they say Hillary's the favorite. She's from Yale. You have Bush Jr. He was from Yale. Then you had Bill Clinton from Yale University. And then you have Bush Sr. from Yale. So what, Yale University is going to, and two families are going to control the United States of America for 28 years? Is that what we really want? That's like having a royal family. You know what I mean? It bothers me that two families, and they're all from the same university, Yale University, would be able to manipulate the government and control that they are getting into the office and control our government. I don't think that's right.
And, of course, you know, in Russia, why, of course, the head of the government almost always comes from the KGB. But isn't it interesting that here in the United States, why, of course, the man who became president came from the KGB. From the CIA. His name was George Herbert Walker Bush. And now his son is the president of the United States. And George Herbert Walker Bush happens to be very good friends with Bill Clinton, who was married to Hillary Clinton. And you begin to see these connections, and you're asking yourself, is it we really have a two-party system in America? Do we have a one-party system? That is most of what we're seeing, simply an illusion, smoke and mirrors, rhetoric over reality. Is it all showmanship? Is it Abbott and Costello? Is it, Laurel and Hardy? Is it Amos and Andy? Is it simply this game that they play to entertain the American people? And I'd like to suggest that's exactly what it is. And this game is going to continue. And it's going to be very costly for you and for your family unless you're willing to become informed and then help us get the truth out, because we have a great deal of information available on my website. And one more time, let's tell people about your website. Do you actually have a website, Bruce?
Oh, yes. Yes. I've been doing genealogy, which is a different technique of researching family trees. And I've been doing it since 1982, and my website is it's real simple. It's CIAJFK.com, people that aren't on the Internet, they can write to me, maybe send a self-stamped envelope to Bruce Adamson, P.O. Box 1003, that's 1003, and the city is Aptos, A-P-T-O-S, California, 95001, and I can give a phone number out if somebody wants to leave a message, but they can buy with a credit card right off of the website if they're interested. But please mention Radio Liberty and Dr. Stan so I can help this radio station at the same time.
All right, fine. And what is that telephone number?
It's 831-465-9272. And I would just leave a message on who you are and what you would like to know. There's a volume one is about Bush Sr. There's the JFK timeline. That's 300 pages of facts from the 11 volumes on the DeMornshill story. We have DeMornshill's personal phone book from the West Palm Beach Sheriff's listed on that CD, too. And much of the Warren Commission testimony, the House Select Committee on Assassinations is on this CD.
All right, fine. And one more time, the telephone number.
The website is CIAJFK.com, and the telephone number is 831-465-9272. And just leave a message, and if you would like my address, it's just P.O. Box 1003, Aptos, A-P-T-O-S, California, 95001. And be sure to mention Radio Liberty so I can help Stan.
Thanks very much, Bruce. And, of course, I've known Bruce for many years. He was one of my patients when I was practicing orthopedics and has been a good friend ever since then. Well, Bruce, thank you so very much. We'll look forward. Maybe we can get you back on just about the time of the anniversary of the assassination, the coup d'etat that, of course, started us down the downward spiral we're on today here in the United States. Thanks very much for being with us, Bruce.
Thank you, Stan, and thanks for having me on again.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program, and then a great program the next hour. Don't even think about changing that dial.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The Genesis Communication Network, and we've got some great material on the assassination. We have 2 4-tape sets. The first 4-tape set has an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald.
It has a two-hour interview with General, with Colonel Fletcher Prouty and other material on the assassination. The second tape set certainly has interviews with Madeline Duncan Brown, who is was Lyndon Baines Johnson's mistress, who tells about the meeting before the evening before the assassination, where Hoover was there, and people from the CIA, Alan Dulles, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Baines Johnson, they were all in on this, as well as the oil man and members of the mafia. They were there planning the assassination. You'll find the two-hour interview with Madeline Duncan Brown unparalleled. Of course, we have other information. Certainly, Colonel Marvin, who's a frequent guest on our program, tells how he was told by the members of the mafia in New Jersey they were asked to help with the assassination. The CIA asked them to help, and of course, they backed out. They didn't want anything to do with it. But Colonel Marvin tells when he was in assassin school, being trained as an assassin, the CIA readily admitted they had to kill the president because he was betraying America. So the information's there. There's no question. We carry the book. A Kill Zone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. We hope you'll call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And so you can get that information. We've got fascinating information put out by Bob Fletcher on the murder of Sonny Bono. Remember Congressman Sonny Bono? And that is a video that's available from Radio Liberty. We have so much information. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day. You can see many of our videos or DVDs absolutely free of charge. Pull down our newsletters and read them. And understand that there are powerful secret societies that are energized by spiritual forces, truly demonic forces on the other side. We have a great new syllabus. It's called The Plan to Police State. We even have a four-tape set to go with that called The Impending Police State. You need to get this information. You need to study it. You need to have it at your fingertips, and you'll see many of the original government documents which are leading us towards the coming police state. Don't wait until it happens. Get involved now and help us get the information out. Get people to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you should, or get the DVD. Watch my talk on the forbidden secret. So important to understand there is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years, and most of the major philosophers and world leaders were well aware of this secret. And many of the richest men in the world today are well aware of this secret, and that's why they have their wealth today. They know the secret. Then, of course, you'll want to get the four CD or four a tape set entitled The Secret Behind the Secret. It's a response to Rhonda Byrne, who's introducing people to the law of attraction. Rhonda was featured on Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and Jim Carrey and Ellen DeGeneres, all of whom say that they've used the technique. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a technique. You can get a great wealth, but of course at the price of your eternal salvation. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, you need to get the videos, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. This is the most amazing video footage we have, and it's available in DVD. And, of course, you can get the 3-hour one, the 4-hour one, the 10-hour one. And you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. You'll begin to understand the demonic forces actually working within many of our churches today. Of course, they're serving the other God. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go there, listen to our programs. You can listen to them live, archived on MP3, or 9 hours a day. We'll be right back in just a moment.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and the views of our guests. Well, right now, of course, our special guest for this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy, are you there? Dr. Cuddy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. And we were going to sort of talk about current events, and what would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about what's happening monetarily? Would you like to talk about what's happening educationally? Would you like to talk about what's happening in the Middle East and the Near East?
Well, let's cover a number of subjects. I'll start since you mentioned the Middle East. We can start with that, but there's some other subjects we can get into. Government credibility, a couple of items on that. We can get into the illegal aliens. We can get into Hillary. She's having a big debate in just a little bit tonight. It'll be on the NBC. And John Edwards and Barack Obama will be going after her, trying to see how independent they are. We'll see who can out liberal or whatever each other. We can get into those. But in terms of the Middle East, we've talked in the past about the power elite and their dialectic and what they're up to. So I thought what I might do is give some background. Now, some of this will be familiar to your listeners and some may not, but I'll pick up on the situation in Israel. There's a writer, Carolyn Glick, for the Jerusalem Post, and she was talking recently about she was wondering, why does the State Department in the U.S. seem so anti-Israel? Back during the Second World War, they didn't allow the Allies to bomb the trains on the way to Auschwitz. They didn't allow that. Jimmy Carter has a fairly recent book out. I mean, it's not this past month, but a book out lambasting Israel for all the problems that are going on there. And apparently, what they, she's an educated person, but apparently they don't realize what we've been talking about over many years, and that's this dialectical process that's used. And an example, I don't want to go too far back, I mean it goes hundreds of years, but picking up around the time just before the First World War, we had of course John J. McCloy, an agent of the Paralite, sitting in Hitler's box in the 1936 Olympics, but in 1960 swimming with Nikita Khrushchev at his Black Sea Dachau. They don't care about left, right, whatever. And this fellow was the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations from 1953 to 1970. And the CFR, as you've mentioned, Dr. Stan, was an outgrowth of Cecil Rhodes's plan. And do we pause for the break now, or?
Oh, well, I would have to tell you when to pause, but you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, we know that people were becoming aware of this process back then. Bella Dodd had been a communist, and after she converted and was starting to write her her memoirs, was saying one of the things that amazed her was the same people, the elite people, had been given money to both the Nazis and the communists.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG. Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red-hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number, or VIN number, on the title and on the car itself don't match. And the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new. Ignition switches feel loose. And keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot theft can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
That's right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy. We were just simply talking about this myth of the idea that there are two forces in the world, one good, one bad, one right, one left, one conservative, one liberal, one Republican, one Democrat, the capitalist against the communist, the capitalist against the Nazis, the capitalist against the terrorists. And what they don't understand is it's all smoke and mirrors. The same people have funded, certainly, the terrorist movement. Who funds the terrorist movement throughout the world today? Largely Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. who is funding Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and allowing the Saudis to set up their schools in America where they teach jihad and send their imams into our prisons where they teach jihad and yet, of course, we in America is doing everything they can to help the Saudis and to fund the Pakistanis. And are we really funding the people who are funding the wicked terrorists who are killing our boys? Go right ahead, Davis.
Sure. And just like we Ford factory over there, the Kama River truck factory, and the Soviet Union was producing these trucks, which the North Vietnamese would use to shuttle their goods and ammunition down the Ho Chi Minh Trail into South Vietnam and kill our boys there, too, during the Vietnam War. So we've had a real history of that. And what I'll pick up on is this this attitude of the swastika. Of course, Rudyard Kipling, 1890s, is before Hitler, but it was at that time that the cultic symbol, as you mentioned, Hitler would get his use of the that symbol from Madame Blavatsky. He was said to keep her secret doctrine by his that book, her secret doctrine by his bedside. Cecil Rhodes had this elitist attitude he got from John Ruskin. And Ruskin, in my book, The Globalist, I show a picture of his gravestone, which has a swastika on the top of it. And he talked about being the best northern blood, this idea of this elite. And what you had is this attitude in this country. I put in my book, Secret Records Revealed, pictures of a swastika on the key to the city of Seattle back in the early 1900s. One's on what's called the Citizens National Bank. I show the swastika on their advertisement. And so this was an elite symbol that was used, and Hitler was a little late, actually, to the game on this, using it. But it's basically an occultic symbol in the late 1800s. And this was at the time also that the British were setting up a pan-Islamic movement, and eventually in the early 1900s, the Muslim Brotherhood. And when I started, I mentioned this, Carolyn Glick. I don't know to what extent she really understands all of this background and what was behind it. But anyway, picking up on what I said about Bella Dodd, of course, we have shortly after, and no, it was about the same time she wrote her book in the early 1950s, explaining things that Atrill Gaither of the Ford Foundation told Norman Dodd, who was a congressional investigator for the Reese Committee, that, oh, yes, we're under directives from the White House to so alter life in the U.S. as to have a comfortable merger with the Soviet Union. Now, when you're doing that, you're obviously going to invite somebody to snoop around and expose you. So what you do is you create your own opposition. That's what the elite tends to do. They figure, why let a natural opposition come along? We'll just create an opposition. So what happens is, I believe Senator Joseph McCarthy was really set up. He started to expose a number of people, communists at high levels in the government. And what happened was he had a bit of an ego and something of a drinking problem and some other things. And I remember watching TV in the 50s when this little old lady with her white hair was there. And he was saying, "And have you ever been?" And she said, "A communist? A what? You didn't know what a communist was." And you could see this look that came over McCarthy's face. I could. Where it dawned on him that, uh-oh, I've been pushed and pushed and pushed to come up with more and more. They're all over the place. And so now, you know, I basically am sitting in front of this woman, grilling her, and she doesn't even know what a communist was. And, of course, ever since then, they've used the term McCarthyist or McCarthyite for anybody who even hints that there may be some sort of communist influence in the government. And, of course, this is what you do. When you create an opposition, you can do all sorts of things. And now anybody who talks about conspiracies, oh, well, he's just, you know, a McCarthyite, a conspiracy nut.
You know, I think really what's so interesting about that whole McCarthy era was the man who was really pushing McCarthy at every turn. His name is Roy Cohn. Yeah. McCarthy, of course, Roy Cohn formed the Anti-Communist League at that time,
right.
Leading anti-communists. Here's Roy Cohn, a homosexual degenerate who eventually dies of AIDS. But he's playing McCarthy, you know, as for a fool. And McCarthy was never smart enough to realize that his right-hand man, the man he trusted, was really using him, discrediting him, and discrediting everybody who, of course, was concerned about the communist influence. But the most important thing was, it was not the communist influence in our government. It wasn't that there weren't lots of communists there that infiltrated our organization. But it was never the communists that were the real problem. It was the members of the Anglo-American establishment, the Council on Foreign Relations, who controlled the State Department, and who controlled foreign policy, and controlled the Defense Department, and controlled the executive and judicial and legislative branches of our government. They were the ones who were driving us towards this one-world government and making all these foolish concessions to the communists. And so many people thought it was the communists in government that were doing it, and that's what McCarthy thought. And what Professor Quigley said in his book, which was really so true, and the book we do carry, it was suppressed for many years, is called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. But what Professor Quigley said was, it was never the communist influence. It was always this influence of this Anglo-American establishment, which, of course, he traced back to Cecil Rhodes, but, of course, which Dr. Cuddy and I traced back through the eons to these ancient secret societies and their occult goal of a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. Go right ahead, David.
Right, and the plan is... you were saying goes way, way back. Even in terms of a McCarthy, what you find are these people. Cecil Rhodes had this secret society, and he said he'd get his people into key positions, mainly in journalism, education, politics, and economics, other fields as well. But, for example, in journalism, really important to these people was Edward R. Murrow. You know, he's sitting there with his cigarette in his hand, speaking in his mellifluous tones and having these interviews and so on. And he was one of them who would, down the road, challenge McCarthy rather severely. Well, what you have to understand is that was way back in like 1919 was something called the International Institute of Education. He was on there. I mean, you know, why is Murrow on this education board? Well, anyway, they would have these, he was on there with John Dewey and some other progressive educators, and they literally in the first part of the 1930s set up what's called Moscow Summer Schools for about 3 years, 1934, 35, 36, around in there. And they would send the, you know, the best and the brightest youngsters here over to Moscow to get drilled into their head the wonders of communism. And Dewey actually went over there and, you know, he said, oh, this is great. You know, the Bolsheviks are wonderful. They're undermining the church and family. He wrote all that up in the New Republic magazine. When he came back in 1929, he said, yep, socialism, that's what we're going to have. They call it liberalism or something, but it'll be socialism.
But don't you really think this was a great social experiment? They wanted to figure out how to control people. And they didn't care how many people, how many millions they had to kill. Tens of millions, hundreds of millions. It was all a social experiment. In fact, as David Rockefeller had written back in August of 1973, after returning from China, where they'd already killed 80 to 100 million people, the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao, wrote David Rockefeller, is one of the most important and successful in history. Did I get that right, Dennis? You would know that better than I do.
That's right.
All right, fine. That's the quotation. Appeared in the New York Times, written in August of 1973. People must understand, it's all a social experiment. The elite love to experiment on common folks like us.
Yeah, that's right. We're the oafs and the serfs, the sort of worker bees that they had. I think in one of my last programs with you, I mentioned how Judge Hyland, who became mayor of New York City, said one of the first things he did was kick out the Rockefeller agents. This is back in the, you know, before 1920, and in the city school system in New York, because he said what they wanted was to make all our youngsters like just a bunch, and this is his term, the coolies in China, you know, for the working mill in the factory and just be satisfied with their lot in life. And so he recognized that this was this great octopus, he called it, stretching its arm over all of the city and the nation. And so what you have is this process, this dialectical process. You would have George Orwell in his book 1984 warning about what the Fabians were up to, you know, this sort of synthesis and what the Fabians were going to do in 1984 and Big Brother and all that sort of thing. And Ian Fleming also use that sort of same tactic. I mean, people don't see it as such, but notice how Ian Fleming portrayed his James Bond figure. You know, it was the U.S. versus the Soviets, right? But actually, the people who were really controlling it was this third entity, Spectre, making the Soviets think it was the U.S. that was doing something, and the U.S. think it was the Soviets, when actually it was this third party, you know, Spectre, who was really causing all the problems.
And I think it's so important that people understand that Ian Fleming was a member of British intelligence.
Right.
He was telling it like it really was. And using the James Bond series of books, a little sensual, a little, violent. But he was trying to tell the people that there was a third force out there that really ran everything. Of course, he ended up dying at a very young age, as so often happens to those people who try to bring out the truth about this so-called dialectic, which is not a dialectic at all. They're simply playing the American people.
Yeah, and George Orwell's real name, Eric Blair, he died suddenly after 1980, about a year or two, I think, after 1984 came out as well. So they tend to just sort of die for some reason. Well, anyway, as I mentioned, John J. McCloy was chairman of the CFR from that point, 1953 to 70, when Bella Dodd was writing her book and A. Troyan Gaither was making his confession there to Norman Dodd. And right after him, from 70 to 85, of course, was David Rockefeller became chairman of the CFR. He was after McCloy. And, of course, I won't go through it again. In 2002, Rockefeller writes in his memoirs about being part of the secret cabal, and he talks about we and his family, and that's important. It's not just David. Dr. Stan was mentioning the
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Ted Enders for Midas, October 30th, 2007, gold, 783 90-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $807.74, $398.15 for half, $199.08 for quarter. That's $807.74, $398.15, and $199.08. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest today is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're talking about the ruling elite. We're talking about the part that the Rockefellers play. And, of course, you probably believe Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest men in America, because you've been told that over and over again, and certainly they're very wealthy. But, I mean, their wealth, of course, certainly is nothing like that of the Rockefeller family. Nobody knows any idea how much they really have, but, I mean, they have the controlling interest in Exxon and Chevron and Citibank and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank and many of our major industries and industries throughout the world. And they're just a few families of fabulous wealth. And they have an agenda. They want to bring about a world government, a new world religion. And they want to destroy Christianity. And they want to destroy Judaism. And they want to destroy the Mohammedan faith. And then merge us all together in this wonderful new religion under the new world leader. This is their objective. It's been their objective for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And you say, what do you mean these people haven't been around thousands of years? And I would simply refer you to an article that David Rockefeller wrote, and we have it back in 1992, when he's talking about NAFTA and how we have to get NAFTA through in 1992. And he said, we have to get this through. We've been waiting 500 years. We have been waiting 500 years. And I'm thinking, 500 years? What's he talking about? 1992, 1492? Why, that was the year that Columbus came to the New World. These people are part of a movement that has been around for a long time to bring about this new order of the world. Go right ahead, Dennis. Dennis has a quotation he wants to read to us.
Well, I'll read it in a minute. But since you said what you said, I'll just throw in something else, sort of a reminder to your listeners. There's a really good movie made back in, I think it was about 1970, and Glenn Ford had a lot to do with it. It's called Brotherhood of the Bell.
Yes, great.
And it's really interesting. William Conrad in there is ringing his bell. He says, you know, very much like Rush Limbaugh, if you bring up anything about conspiracy, he says you're some kind of nut and so on. But in terms of what you just said about 500 years, if you look at the first of that motion picture, Glenn Ford is coming in. He's sort of been summoned. They go, you know, into this secret, it's into this regular house, but then there's this sort of secret room, and it has this bell there, and they're all standing around the bell, and they're going to induct this new fellow who's coming along. But one of the things is they're warming themselves by the fire, and the leader of the group at this moment, I think it's Glenn is talking about being, you know, cold or something like that, he says, well, I think he says like 400 or 500, he says the old boys were tough old boys who came here like 400 or 500 years ago to start all this, you know, and he was explaining how rugged they were. But he mentioned a similar time period as David Rockefeller did. If you see that movie, you might watch that.
Yeah, of course, that was basically talking about the Skull and Bones secret society that is at Yale, to which both Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush and Sean Kerry and of course, so many of the leaders of our country and the people in the CIA and the leaders of the CFR, they all come from the Skull and Bones. You know, there's only never more than 600 or 800 members alive at any one time, and yet they've really, of course, controlled finances and industry and banking and education. They rule America from within the shadows. And, of course, when George W. Bush became president, he brought in many members of the Skull and Bones into key positions in his government. And in fact, even had a celebration in the White House for all the members of his class of Skull and Bones. So this is simply not another organization. When he was running for the presidency in 2004, why, of course, I think it was Tim Russert, asked both George Bush and John Kerry about the secret society, Skull and Bones. And both of them made the same reply. It's so secret, we can't even discuss it. Well, then we have to ask, where is their real loyalty? Is their real loyalty to the Constitution of the United States or to the secret society to which they pledged their very soul? And if you don't believe they pledged their soul, you go to WilliamHKennedy.com. That's WilliamHKennedy.com, his website, and you'll see the induction ceremonies filmed at the great risk of the life of somebody who snuck into the tomb, and you'll see them bowing before an effigy of Lucifer. Go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy. We'll hold until, we're going to wait until we get our crew back on board, and then we'll get that quotation you were talking about. But I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there really are forces at work behind the scenes. Is Skull and Bones real? Sure, there's real. We have the membership list, which we got at a certain amount of risk. We have the complete membership list. We have the book, The Secrets of the Tomb. We carry, of course, a 4-tape set on this of the Skull and Bones Society. And other people have done some excellent work. We recommend William H. Kennedy's website to you and, of course, his book on satanic crimes, which we carry. And, of course, Skull and Bones is simply one of a series of secret societies working behind the scenes to enslave the people of the world.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calben Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calben Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calben Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calben Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, we'll be right back here. Well, Dr. Cuddy is bringing up the fact that these elitists, like the Rockefellers, believe everything should be managed. And, of course, they infiltrated our churches, 80 or 90 years ago when they formed the
Perpetual Council of Churches. They infiltrated the educational system. They infiltrated every aspect of endeavor. Certainly they came to control the banks and used the money they created out of nothing to buy up the media, to control our reality. And that's why today 95% of the major media in America is controlled by one of five mega corporations, all of which interlock today. And why, when you go on and turn on your television, it doesn't matter whether you're on ABC or CBS or NBC, you're usually all watching exactly the same news, with a little variation, of course. But the major stories, the important things, like Paris Hilton, what is Paris Hilton doing now, or what is Kevin Federline doing now, or what's happening to Brad Pitt? I mean, really earth-shaking information. Well, Dr. Cuddy was simply pointing out that they look upon us to be managed. And incidentally, if you want to check the facts of the media control, a wonderful book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdakian, formerly of the University of California in Berkeley, The New Media Monopoly. It's all controlled, ladies and gentlemen. They're making mockery, of course, of us. They laugh because we're so foolish. But go right ahead with your thought there.
People, I'll quickly refer back to Carolyn Glick with the Jerusalem Post. She was complaining about why Israelis or the Jews are being blamed. You know, it's the Jews who are doing this. And what I tell people is that's all part of this process. You know, it's the Jews, it's the secular humanists, it's the Catholics, and so forth. Well, the reality is there are people who claim to be or ethnically were Jewish or Catholic or Buddhist or whatever. But when people point to, let's say, like Lenin or Trotsky and say, aha, the Jews, you got to remember they're slaughtering millions of Jews themselves. And so you will have somebody like, let's say, Theodore Hesburgh, who is supposed to be a Catholic priest and was head of Notre Dame and so forth. But people like that, like Robert Mueller, Assistant Secretary General of the UN, who say, well, I'm Catholic, his mentor is really a Buddhist monk, Yutant. And what these people really are globalists. They're part of this elite, and that sort of comes first. And so Hesburgh was, he was chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation from the late 1970s to the early 80s. And if you look in the Hesburgh folder at the Rockefeller Archives, and that's located in Tarrytown, New York, what you'll find is a rather interesting letter. And I'll just read from this letter. What happened was John D. Rockefeller III, now he's the one who in 1973 will write the book called The Second American Revolution, and it's saying, you know, secular humanism is great, sexual liberation is great. You know, this is the same time as David Rockefeller saying how wonderful Chairman Mao is in the New York Times. So anyway, here's what Rockefeller's doing, and this is 1965, August, the date, and he's writing to the Pope at the time. Okay, now remember, this is supposed to be a religious leader, the Pope, but here's Rockefeller's attitude towards him. In this letter he says, if the Church does not supply this leadership, you'll see what I mean in a minute, there will be two consequences. One, the present accelerating pace towards population stabilization will proceed, country by country, without ever all guidance or direction. Let's see. And then, if I may speak perfectly frankly, this is Rockefeller, the Church will be bypassed on an issue of fundamental importance to its people and to the well-being of mankind. The flooding tide cannot be stopped or even slowed, but it can be guided, and so on. Now, what he's talking about is IUDs. They've been introducing IUDs into Mexican women all over the place. And so what he was doing was telling the Pope, look, you know, get with it, buddy. This is a religious leader now. Get with it. You know, you're going to be bypassed. Your churches are going to become irrelevant. Get with this IUD program. You know, go on and support the thing because there will be population stabilization whether you like it or not. And, of course, not too long after this letter, his Rockefeller's protege, Kissinger, writes that National Security Memorandum 200, where they literally saying we will use food as a weapon, basically. If a country doesn't go along with the program, they will be denied aid in the form of food or whatever it is. And this is how they bring things about. This is how their attitude is towards a religious leader, that you and your church are really something to be managed. And, you know, if you don't, well, too bad. You'll be bypassed. You'll be irrelevant because these things are going to happen. And so that's their attitude towards people, not only individuals, but entire organizations, the leaders of religious organizations. And so what you have then, in terms of what we were talking about before, is the Council on Foreign Relations, of which Rockefeller was the chairman, and before him, John J. McCoy. Now, one of the things I put in my globalist book, page 79, was during World War II, where Harley Nader is writing this letter to Pasvolsky, and he's with the State Department, and it's regarding the CFR, and he's saying that basically the CFR is running things, and he's becoming really, really concerned, and Pasvolsky is a member of the CFR. And so even during that early stage, they'd been founded in 1921, they were, by World War II, they were literally running the State Department. And Sumner Wells, as I mentioned, he was with them, helped form the UN, and Wells had become a buddy, more or less, of the Nazis. Now, you know, he was American during the war, State Assistant Secretary of State, State Department official. But he was so friendly with, I think it was Goebbels, that there's a picture of him on the Internet, and he's going over there looking at the museum, I think at Karen Hall, one of Hitler's houses, and he's looking at these paintings, and he becomes so friendly that they pass along to him basically their plan, their secret Nazi plan. And in his book that I've mentioned before, in the early 1940s, Time for Decision, he's saying only part of this plan can be revealed now. They'll go in two successive countries, you know, and they'll infiltrate the chambers of commerce and banks and corporations. And so in two generations, that'd be around the 1990s, they'll basically be ready to fulfill their plan. Now remember, the Nazi plan isn't just, you know, Hitler. It's this elite plan. And the Nazis and Hitler were just useful tools, like people today in leadership, whether Clinton, Bush, doesn't matter. These people, you know, more or less puppets of these major forces, occultic, eventually, I mean, ultimately, from their background. So anyway, David Rockefeller, as Dr. Stan said, wrote this letter to the New York Times in 1973 explaining how wonderful Chairman Mao is. That's the same year as he formed the Trilateral Commission. His first director of that commission was Zbigniew Brzezinski, who had become National Security Advisor for Carter. And this gets us right back to my first statement. Carolyn Glick was saying, I wonder why Jimmy Carter is writing this book, you know, slamming Israel and so on. You have to remember, these people manipulate. It's not just a manipulation of the Jews. It's a manipulation of all factions, as Dr. Stan said, the Muslims too. And so that's why in his Grand Chessboard book in the late 1970s, Zbigniew Brzezinski was talking about how he would, in the part of this Grand Chessboard, we may aggravate some Muslims, there may be some sort of terrorist response, but that's okay. He said we can, quote, manipulate people. Later, after he left the Carter administration in the 1990s, he finally admitted that he had fomented that jihad movement in Afghanistan to lure the Soviets in there and further this pan-Islamic buffer to their spread, the Soviet spread to the south. And so what you have here is the dialectical process. You have, on the one hand, Israel, as Carolyn Glick has reported, Jerusalem Post. On the other hand, that would be part of the thesis. On the other hand, you have Hamas. That's the antithesis. And, of course, the, quote, compromise, so-called compromise, is Fatah, which really isn't neutral at all. But this is their process that they go through. They create pressure through crises. And what they're trying to do is create so much pressure that the various partners, as they want to call them, to this effort will join hands, become tired of fighting, have a carrot stuck out to them, and form the Middle Eastern Economic Free Trade Zone, for example, which would be linked with other economic regions. And that, of course, is part of Cecil Rhodes' plan, you know, with, for world government. You'd link up these regional economic arrangements that would also involve immigration and so on. And so the idea in the Middle East, which is where I started this conversation, was similar to Lincoln Bloomfield's comment in the early 1960s, the CFR member, when he wrote his study memorandum number 7 for Dean Rusk, who was a Rhodes Scholar, in which he said if the communist dynamic was greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it has for world government.
So in fact, this, what have they done? They've used the threat of communism to rally everybody behind the government so we would support this idea of world government. You know, after all, if we didn't have a world government, the wicked communists who are financing, we are financing, would bring about a world war and we would suffer. They don't understand.
It is these very globalists who created the First World War, who created the Second World War, who created the no-win war in Korea, who created the no-win war in Vietnam, and who created the no-win war in Afghanistan, and Iraq that we're fighting today. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're not trying to win those wars. The military has never been allowed to do what they wanted. Go right ahead.
And that's part of that. I remember telling you about that Philip Furneaux article from the Journal American Museum back in 1792, where he was explaining how the elite would gain control of the U.S. And part of their plan were these sort of no-win wars. There'd be wars that you would lose. And the benefit to them of that is it would reduce patriotism. And, of course, you have to reduce American patriotism or, you know, British patriotism, whatever it is, so that you can shift the allegiance away from them to this new globalist world government that you're trying to create. And so what Carolyn Glick and some of these people there in the Jerusalem Post-Israel don't understand is that the same process is at work there. As Bloomfield was saying about the communist dynamic, if it were greatly abated, the West would lose its incentive. Well, just substitute the word Muslim. If the radical Muslim threat were greatly abated, Israel would lose whatever incentive it has for world government. So they have to have this radical Muslim threat to pressure the Israelis to go along with this great scheme that they call that they have in mind for us. And so that's the process that's going on. And in terms of the Middle East, what they would do is link that up with this Mediterranean Union. I think about 2-3 days ago, Sarkozy, the head of France, was saying, proposing for next year a Mediterranean Union. And so you'd have the Mediterranean Union, you'd have this Middle East Economic Free Trade Zone, and you link that up, and that would be linked with the African Union, which is already having discussions with the European Union about their trade relations. Then this transatlantic alliance that Bill Clinton signed in 1995 with the European Union, that would be linked up with the North American Union, and that would be linked up with South American Union, or CAFTA, or whatever they eventually come up with. And so that's how Cecil Rhodes's plan will be fulfilled. And that's all I have about that. We can get on to some other subjects if you want.
No, I think it's really so vitally important that people understand the United States is funding Israel. The United States is also funding Egypt, which is spending the $3 billion they get every year on military equipment so they can use to kill the Israelis.
Right.
And then, of course, we're funding the Fatah movement. We're funding the terrorists, Palestinian terrorists. Well, supposedly so they'll fight the wicked Hamas Palestinian terrorists. But, of course, we're arming the Fatah, and then those weapons fall into the hands of Hamas. People have forgotten, and we carry a book called The Devil's Game, that it was the CIA that created the wicked Hamas. And then, of course, we've got Hezbollah. Hezbollah is an offshoot of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which, of course, was created after the Shah fell, from the Shah's secret police, which were trained by the CIA. And who toppled the Shah of Iran? Why, the American CIA, the same people who toppled Mossadegh back in 1953, the democratically elected premier of Iran. So we toppled him, we brought the Shah in, we, of course, trained the secret police, and then when he fell, why, they became the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to make sure that the Ayatollahs could maintain their power, and now the Ayatollahs are the enemy, and we're going to have a war with them. And really, this is all aimed, I believe, one day of getting us into a war with the Muslim world, so that, as Alice Bailey said so well, and you can read their quotation in my 2007 Radio Liberty letter. It's on our website at radioliberty.com. Alice Bailey said, what we have to do is get the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians all to kill one another so we can then move ahead to this wonderful world order. Alice Bailey, of course, was a Luciferian. Her book was, and all of her writings were channeled to her by a demonic spirit named Joachim. People say that sounds crazy. Well, maybe it is crazy, but that's what Alice Bailey said. And you can read her writings, and we quote them in my February 2007 newsletter. And maybe as we begin seeing us moving us towards a war in the Middle East, we might ask, is it possible we're following some sort of a cosmic scheme that behind all of this there are other spiritual forces plunging the world into World War III?
Sure. And Alice Bailey's books were first published by Lucifer Publishing, and Lucifer Magazine was by Blavatsky at first. I have some copies of that. And Annie Besant, of course, co-edited it with her starting around 1891-ish, I think. But yeah, we overthrew Mossadegh through General Norman Schwarzkopf's father, who had retired from the Jersey State Police. Alan Dulles gave him about $10 million from a secret slush fund the CIA had, but it was with the approval of the Ayatollah Kashani at the time. And so what you do is when it's time for the Shah to go in the late 70s, you get the Ayatollah Kashani's protege, the Ayatollah Khomeini, to come in and replace the Shah. And, you know, it all works very nicely that way. And then you go over and you have jihad funded and instigated by Zbigniew Brzezinski. And so what you do is you hook up with the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, which then creates the Taliban, which gives safe haven to the wicked Osama bin Laden, who has been a CIA asset in the 1980s, just like Saddam Hussein was part of a six-member hit team, assassination team, protected by the CIA in the late 50s.
And, of course, I have a book written 15 years ago that told that story. But, of course, you're never going to read about that in the New York Times, the Washington Post, or certainly the Wall Street Journal, because you're supposed to believe, of course, that there's this conflict between the East and the West, the good and the bad, the right and the left, the Democrats and the Republicans, the communists, the anti-communists, the jihadists, and, of course, the Christians. Go right ahead.
Right. And so all of this really does come down to your willingness to trust your government, whatever it says. And I'll give just a couple of examples as to why you shouldn't do that. They keep talking about the plane that flew into the Pentagon. And if you see the facade of that building before it collapsed, of course, when the collapse occurs, you know, there's a hole, big hole. But before the collapse, there's this, like, tiny little hole. And so what you had there is a CNN Pentagon correspondent. Name was Jamie McIntyre. This is, you know, right there at 9/11. And he's reporting, and you can actually see this online. I mean, it's online if you want to see this video. It says, quote, "From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of the plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail section, wing section, fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon," end quote. And there he is standing there.
And, of course, the question is, why did Building 7 come down at 5:20 in the afternoon? If you go up on the Internet, of course, you can pull down a number of video things. Just Google in Building 7 destruction, and you'll see a classic controlled demolition. How did Osama bin Laden do that? Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-449-0920. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-449-0920. 1-800-449-0920. That's 1-800-449-0920.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, Dennis, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and if you'd like to get the full tape of our conversation with Dr. Cuddy, we do talk during the time, during the advertisement, so these tapes or CDs are available from Radio Liberty. And Dr. Cuddy, I found through the years, is a wonderful source of information, and I shall have to admit I've learned a great deal from him. And he's certainly, as far as I'm concerned, the most reliable researcher we have. You can read his articles at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. But check out the information. Check out the source of his information. And I think you'll be amazed at really what is there. Most of what you think you believe is not true, because there are powerful forces working behind the scenes. And behind these men of great wealth and great power is the source of their great wealth and power, and that is these secret societies, these spiritual organizations that bridge the gap between the dimension in which we live and the other dimension. The Bible tells us that there is another dimension. There are demonic beings, and they've inhabited the world since long before Christ was here. We find them in the Old Testament. We find them in the New Testament. And what we need to do is understand their influence and what's going on today. Because if you believe this has anything to do with Republicans or Democrats, or right or left, or conservative or liberal, or communist or anti-communist, you're going to miss totally what's going on. Let me suggest you get our brand new syllabus. It's called The Planned Police State. And, of course, we have a four-tape set that can be used with that and called The Impending Police State, a four-tape or four-CD set. Let me suggest you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't, watch the DVD. You can actually see that on the Internet if you want to at RadioLiberty.com, and you can watch it for nothing. But we hope you'll want to get the DVD and copy it and get it into other people's hands. If you have not yet heard my talk on the forbidden secret, that's been passed down for 5,000 years, you need to get that. You need, of course, to yet the syllabus goes without the DVD, or entitled Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, or Riddles in Stone, both award-winning, very professionally done DVDs, will begin to take you into the secret societies that have always been here. And, of course, when you look at the architecture of our nation's capital, you realize that when America was founded, there were these dark forces there. We were predominantly a Christian nation. They had to hide everything, as they do today. They can't tell you the meaning of the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. They have to tell you that pyramid, capped by the Luciferian all-seeing eye, is a Christian symbol. And you're actually going to have Christian ministries telling you that. But that, of course, is the symbol of the ancient mystery religions going back 6,000 years. And if you doubt that, we have an interview with Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, where he actually tells that, you know, these crazy right-wingers say that's the symbol of the Illuminati. It's not. It's been around for 6,000 years, and Professor Quigley, one of the most brilliant historians of modern times, is absolutely right. But why don't our leaders tell us that and then ask, what's that emblem doing on the back of the dollar bill, where it was placed in 1935 after being hidden for almost 150 years? On the back of the Great Seal of the United States. They can't let the American people know the truth. And that's what we do 5 hours a day. We hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we try to educate the American people. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs live 4 hours a day. You can listen 9 hours a day to the rebroadcast. You can hear it certainly archived. You can hear it on MP3. Get others listening. Understand we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, educational, religious battlefield. And most people don't even know the battle is going on. But the battle is for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD.